course, you all remember the bridge when the lights go down on the city. And that is what's happening in California. This is no joke. I'm going to start with this story because it's just so incredible. California's PG&E Electric Utility, which covers almost everything except LA and San Diego, although it affects Southern California Edison in LA, it's turning off power to like 800,000 people because the weather reports say we're in the wind season. And the wind season means winds down canyon winds can hit 55 to the upper 70s. And PG&E is now facing a $7 billion liability suite of suits arising out of the Camp Fire and other fires in which lots of people were killed. 85 people died, I think, in the Camp Fire. And they're suing, and PG&E is in bankruptcy and is proposing this pile of money that people divide up for their lost loved ones, not to mention their property. So PG&E's way of handling this is to turn off the power when wind is predicted, because their power lines go down in these winds. And they won't turn the power back on for these 800,000 people until they have inspected every inch of the lines, which could take a week. New York Times, it's lights out across California. San Francisco Chronicle, Bay Area hit hard. San Francisco Chronicle, fire weather, winds hit 55 to the upper 70s. The LA Times calls it a huge, humiliating crisis, and it certainly is. Washington Post says massive outage means new reality for California. I mean, there's places like Sonoma where, you know, these little towns like Healdsburg and others that have been have built up of, you know, populations and businesses as places to go, you know, bars and restaurants and so forth. No power. No power. It's dark. Unless, of course, they thought ahead and bought a generator. And if you think about it, if 800,000 customers, well, it's not that many actual accounts. It's less than that. Those are 800,000 people without power, but it's I don't know, 500,000 customers or something like that. And if they all bought generators, whoosh, what a stinking air quality mess that would be. So San Francisco Chronicle, you should have gone solar. You should put solar on your house. Axios, home energy production is the answer. This is called distributed energy production, meaning it's not all one system, but you'd have your own. Well, the governor says, yeah, it's frustrating, but it's necessary. The governor says it's necessary to cut 800,000 people out of power. You're just right. The LA Times says, don't blame PG&E. It's everyone's fault. What? Now, why would that be? Well, because people, you know, moved up into the hills. They moved into fire danger zones. Various kinds of cities and counties and state government didn't prevent that by zoning. But on the other hand, what are people to do? They're chased out of the major metropolitan areas because it's so expensive. So they move. This is especially true in San Francisco. You know, I lived there when poor people could afford San Francisco. And then, you know, all of a sudden they decamp to the foothills above Sacramento. Well, that's the main area that's cut off. And they went up there because it's cheap. So, this is yet another nightmare scenario for California. And it's a big, fat, ugly one. Big and fat and ugly. All right, let's return to the national news. Trump, the Turks invade, Kurds die. The question is, this story's in the New York Times, and they pose a question about the 15th graph. will the Turks pull up and stop at their proposed buffer zone, which would leave the Kurds, you know, most of the area they now control, but would be a bigger buffer zone. Are they going to just go on? The Washington Post: Turks push deeper. New York Times say the wheels come off when we do this. You know, all kinds of bad things happen. We shall see. And this, you know, this may hurt Trump. It may, because there's a big stink going on. Now, it depends on how far the Kurds, the Turks go. There's certainly all kinds of people in the defense establishment that are upset that we pulled 100 troops out, because that was the tripwire. Turkey wasn't going to attack if there was a chance that an American would get killed. That would be too much. We pulled them out. Trump pulled them out, and that was the green light for Erdogan to go ahead and invade. Washington Post: Italy is upset that Barr and Trump are investigating Mifsud in Rome. Mifsud is the guy who he was doing something right at the beginning of the FBI/CIA investigation of Russia Trump. So Barr has gone to Italy to listen to a deposition where Mifsud was. His name is Joseph Mifsud. He was asking Italy for protection. He thought he was in danger. And there was tapes of the deposition where he described the danger, and I guess he described some other stuff. So Barr went there to listen to the tapes. And now Italy's in a major uproar about it. Impeachment. Axios raising the possibility, impeached and reelected. What the Democratic Congress could do in that situation? The answer is nothing. If they impeach him and it fails and he wins re-election, there's 4 years where they are stuck and can't do anything. Daily Caller, whistleblower Kirikou says this whistleblower isn't. He says he's a deep source for House Democrats. Now remember, Kirikou was arrested. I'm trying to remember what he revealed, but it was, you know, something about CIA misbehavior. And he was arrested and served time. And he says he's a whistleblower, although at the time he was called a CIA leaker. And that he just doesn't believe this whistleblower is a whistleblower. New York Post says the New York Times knows who the whistleblower is. They say they know his identity because they've identified him as a man. And the Post says the Times must identify him because he, quote, worked with a 2020 Democrat. So who was that and what was that all about? New York Post demanding answers of the New York Times. Washington Post says Trump is acting as if he's above the law. Wall Street Journal says Trump opens the door to cooperation. If you guys just vote on it, you just take a vote in the House on impeachment, I might just turn over some of these documents. New York Times columnist says the House has things it can do. The House is very, you know, they're kind of stuck. If Trump has said, and his lawyer said, well, we're not going to give you documents and we're not going to give you people to interrogate. And it's because you got a phony impeachment inquiry going on. You didn't take a vote on it. So this New York Times columnist says, well, the House can strike back. It can arrest people and it should arrest Rudy. He's not a member of the administration. So go arrest Rudy. Washington Post says Trump turns to schoolyard taunts. Impeach me, impeach you. Trump calling for impeachment of Adam Schiff and Mitt Romney. Of course, they can't be impeached. A Washington Post: Republicans may abandon Trump over Syria. I suppose that's possible. New York Times says that letter he sent to Congress saying, I'm not playing ball. The Times says it's totally out of bounds. You can't do that. Ukraine President Zelensky says there was no blackmail in call with Trump. That's in the New York Times. Politics. Biden's getting all, you know, butch. New swagger, said the papers. Biden calls for impeachment, goes to war against Trump. That's in Politico. Washington Post: The Biden campaign attacks the New York Times for running the Peter Schweizer column about, you know, the fact that what Biden's and his son did is legal, although it's wrong. And the same thing with Mitch McConnell and his wife, Elaine Chao. And that was Schweizer saying. He may basically attack Biden and McConnell. But Biden's campaign is upset that the New York Times would run a column by Peter Schweizer, who works for Breitbart and, you know, they think is a lowlife. San Francisco Chronicle, Bernie says he misspoke when he said he'd be slowing down his campaign. I'm not going to slow it down. Too late, Bernie. Everybody knows you had a heart attack. I heard you say you're slowing it down. It's done. Wall Street Journal, Lizzie vows to remake business if she's president. Business is worried. Washington Post, Lizzie didn't lie about being fired for pregnancy, and it's mean of you to say so. You know, I mean, I tend to believe this. I mean, you know, when she said this happened when she was 22 and 6 months pregnant, you know, I was alive then. These kind of policies existed. So I tend to believe her. Although, you know, at various points later, she told the story differently, and that's now coming back to haunt her. Washington Post, George Conway is riding his wife's coattails as he dumps on Trump. Of course, Kellyanne Conway's husband, who just hates Trump and is always writing big pieces about what an awful guy Trump is. So then on the list and link, there's all the California stuff. Climate change, and this is really dumb. New York Times maps vehicle emissions. You know, you can look on a map and see where the worst vehicle emissions are. Now, where are they? Shocker of shockers. They're mostly heavy in big metropolitan areas. Wow. I could not have figured that out by myself. New York Times, Amazon fires are a cattle problem. Cattle ranches burning the forest to have more grazing land. Social justice warriors. Okay, this gets big. The NBA preseason game in China, players and coaches and executives are dead silent. Big cave. They're playing the game in Shanghai, but they are not putting it on TV. And China is, you know, tearing down, marketing signs and really making their displeasure known to the NBA. Wall Street Journal says China wants an apology and the NBA is too embarrassed to go that far. So they're now saying, well, we're not going to apologize, although they did it first. Adam Silver did it first. And he had James Harden go out and apologize. New York Post, China senses woke is weakness and doubles down. The kowtow is epidemic. This piece in the Post goes into not only the NBA and Adam Silver, the commissioner of the NBA, but others, other companies and other American businesses are kowtowing like crazy. For instance, Axios, Hollywood caves to China shamelessly. Fox Business, except for South Park, they go, fuck China. South Park, you can depend on them. New York Times, Apple removes an app that China wanted gone. It was an app that showed where the police were in Hong Kong. And China said, oh, that puts our police in danger. Take that down. And Apple did it promptly. New York Times, Trump is thinking of getting heavier with China. I don't know what else he can do, but I guess there's some economic sanctions he can put on him. We're in the social justice warriors, so this isn't China, but it's Iran. There's a breakthrough in Iran for women. They've been allowed to go to soccer games and, you know, wave signs and cheer. New York Times, this has to do with books. Me Too violators, they get barred from the classroom. So if the author was a beast, his books are now not taught in the classroom. That's interesting. Norman Mailer. I mean, Saul Bellow. Some of these guys, you know, they weren't so pleasant. Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. Twitter, and this is the New York Post, Twitter admits it gave phone numbers and email to advertisers. Nice. New York Times, robots will do gymnastics judging. The humans get the last word, but the robots can see more than a human. Washington Post, this is unbelievable. A guy records himself killing a woman on a memory card. Then he loses the memory card. Somebody finds it, turns it over to the police. The guy's charged with murder. Washington Post, New York Post, LA Times. Dodgers collapse in 10th inning. I went to bed, you know, about the 8th inning, and so this was news to me this morning, but I mean, the Dodgers and the Dodger fans, they were on a roll early on, a couple of first inning home runs, and they led 3-0 for the longest time, then Clayton Kershaw comes in and blows it, two home runs, I think it was, ties the game up, and then the rest of the Dodgers pitching staff just craters, Kendrick hits a home run and grand slam, and they win, and the Nationals win. These guys barely scraped their way into the playoffs with a wild card game, and they beat the team that had the best record in baseball in most categories. And I said on Twitter, and one of my friends out there said, "Come on." I said, I don't really care about the Dodgers one way or another, but I love Dodger Stadium. And I do. It is a fantastic place to watch a baseball game. It's very comfortable. It's beautiful. I've been going there since I was a freshman in college in 1964. And I just love the place. It's a bitch to get into. Traffic is horrible. But once you're in there, it's fantastic. Page 6, Matt Lauer says it was a consensual affair. The woman says he's victim shaming. This all has to do with the Ronan Farrow new book called, what's it called? A Catch and Kill. And it just goes over the Lauer thing again. And I'm making air quotes here. I mean, maybe she is, maybe she isn't. I don't know. But the victim was a staffer for Meredith Vieira, and she was, and Lauer says she was having, they were having an affair. She says she was raped. Okay. So once again, I think the really big story is, man, it's ugly in California. Write me at host@johngibson.com. Call the bitch box at 859-544-2766. And follow me on Twitter at Gibson Radio. And get your friends to subscribe at johngibson.com. Okay? I need those subscribers.